Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. Supreme Court striking down Louisiana abortion clinic restrictions in a 5-4 decision.
It required doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The main argument during this case was whether or not that was an undue burden, whether it would shut down clinics, leaving women in Louisiana with very few, maybe only one abortion clinic they could actually visit in-state.
Fox's Shannon Bream, Chief Justice John Roberts joining the 4 liberal justices in the majority. Another shooting overnight near Seattle's so-called chop zone.
There is no evidence to suggest any of the protesters were involved in instigating it. Some were involved in the aftermath, trying to help the victims, one of whom has now died.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, the focus of the protest organizers, police reform. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another summertime scorcher today. High temperature up to about 93, heat index 100 or higher. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty random afternoon and evening storms for a few lucky towns. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, looks like a better chance of rain tomorrow. More storms to go around. Then the rain chances get a lot higher Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views. So let's talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Man, I am doing good. It's just a Monday, running like crazy. Weekend's over, ready to get back to work.
Exactly. Yeah, we're just easing on into the week here. It's always, these Monday shows are always something to get through. But there's some news coming out that we'll have to struggle with. You know,
there's going to be so much news between now and November 4th that we won't even remember what today was about.
There you go. Everything going good at Prattville Carpet at work?
It is. We've got all our jobs up and running. I'm actually in Montgomery heading back to Prattville. I came over with the crew to show them a couple of ins and outs. I want to make sure it's done the way I want them done and get back to store to do some more paperwork.
Well, very good. Folks, y'all call Ray and the whole team there at Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Ask them about a free in-home consultation. And just to reiterate, because the news is freaking everybody out about it, y'all are COVID-19 compliant, so to speak. You're taking plenty of precautions.
Yes, we are. We've got hand sanitizer in the store. We're washing the store every day. We're bringing samples to you. That way you don't have to get out and about. So basically all our cars are mobile showrooms now. And keeping in mind, I was just at Capitol Brick, and I had my mask on, and the little lady helped me. She said, I really appreciate you wearing that. I said, well, I don't want it, and you don't want it, so the best thing to do is I reckon just put it on and
right.
Deal with it.
Right.
Until this thing's behind us, because I figure we have to deal with it till November 5th.
Well, I'm very happy. Yeah, I caught that. I'm very happy, though, that business is still going good through this pandemic, and folks are taking you up on those in-home consultations, and Folks, so y'all check it out today, 285-8117. And when you do call Prattville Carpet, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray here on News and Views.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Ray.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. More News and Views, second hour coming up in mere moments.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the bearded pickle guys, pickles. We got Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the crowded flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning going, your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen. How are you, sir?
How you doing? I'm fine.
That's good to hear. We got Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Intern the Tim, man in the phones.
Good morning.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Coming up, I want to talk about some of these crazy social media wars. Corporate sponsors pulling ads from Facebook, and because Facebook hasn't stopped enough hate speech or something, it just... good riddance. I hope Facebook and Twitter are no longer a thing within a few years.
Good celebrity death match would be Facebook and Twitter.
I'm reading through it now, and it's like Starbucks, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Verizon. Yeah. They've all suspended ads, which actually created an 8.3% loss of the stock market on Friday.
For Facebook.
For Facebook, and Facebook, and they're actually down another 1% today, which is basically $60 billion in market value erased.
Well, they'll be happy because the Russians now can buy that much more advertisement.
There's some space now. They left some little holes there on the...
Oh, goodness. 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. He's been very patient. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
A couple things there. First, to Eddie, there, you were talking about, you know, people talking about privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing now, Eddie. Privileged people are people who grew up in a house where the family worked and you know, had real jobs and worked and took care of themselves. And so you're privileged. But if you're not living off government assistance, that's the difference. You're privileged if you're not living off the government.
Well, we were talking about that off air, Tim and I and Joey.
Yeah, it had nothing to do. It had nothing to do how much you make or anything. But if you're not on the government dole there, then you're a privileged person.
Well, we just figured
the real people live off the government. You know,
we just figured our parents stuck together, and we all came from pretty much two-parent households, and I'm sure, I know for a fact, and my parents, I'm sure there were times they thought about, splitting up, but they wanted better for their kids than they had, and I think that was is a mindset I have, and we all have in here, and I don't know if the world has that mindset, but I would think so. I want it better for me or for my son than I had it, and my parents wanted the same thing, and were willing to make those sacrifices to make that happen.
Well, see, in the world of the socialist, you're privileged. Because you're not living off the government. They're not going to tell you life. I tried to listen to your old TV show again yesterday, and Bill and Susan have turned into a bunch of whiny liberals. I can't watch that anymore.
It's disgusting. Jim.
Do what now?
They keep telling me I need to get Zoom. And so I can be on. I don't know if I want to be on with those coots.
No, they're just a bunch of whiny liberals with Josh Moon in there with them. It's disgusting. But one more thing I was going to say. I was just looking at the news here. At the height of the riots, none of the mainstream media TV talked anything about the virus. You didn't see the big statistics all over the screen. But now that the riots have calmed down, they're back to it. Even Fox, they got the big old thing taking up a third of the screen, showing you how many people are dying. And it's right back to the next thing. It's just, this whole thing is so contrived. If you can't see it, you're blind. You know, I'm not denying that there's a virus. I'm not like that. But it's another manipulation of people in this country. Sticking this stuff up in your face and making you think that people are dropping dead, you know, everywhere you go. I don't know anybody in my neighborhood that I know, in my family, or anything that's even had it. So, but if you watch TV, you think if you step outside without a mask, you're going to keel over.
No, and it's an old play they've run before. I mean, think about how the Democrats and the media treated George W. Bush after Katrina.
Yep.
And I mean, it's... any natural disaster, so to speak, if you have any deaths or any problems out of it. It's all the leader's fault. You know, the leader didn't do enough. So.
Well, George, yeah,
well, we got the second wave coming, and then in the spring, spring of 21, we're going to have the third wave, and then in the fall of 21, we're going to have the fourth wave, and then the next year, we're going to have the fifth wave and the sixth wave, and it's never going to stop. Hmm. They're going to come up with another virus. I mean, it's just, I just can't believe all this junk they're throwing up. I don't believe it. I believe these numbers are skewed. And they're just trying to, like I said, it's the new hot topic now.
Well, and what is amazing that we forget that 80,000 people, I believe, died 2017 to 2018. 80,000 people died of the flu.
Right.
And, you know, this has already eclipsed that. COVID-19 already has, you know, we're at 120-something, 130, I think.
Yeah.
And any life is too much, but it's like, why are we only focusing on that, especially now if we are seeing daily deaths coming down,
well,
even as cases go up?
I think those numbers that we're saying have died of COVID-19, I think in the future we'll realize those are skewed numbers as well. Mm. You know, people had a heart attack, but he had COVID-19. You know what?
Yeah,
but it's
going to
be a big... It's now a, Jim, it's now a political symbol. It's going to be a political talking point.
Just like the mask.
And well, I'm sure, actually, you said there are going to be all these waves. No, I think if Joe Biden wins in November, then all of a sudden we'll have a cure.
The cure, the only thing that'll be screwed then is the economy and the American.
The mask thing now, if you wear a mask, you're a Democrat. If you don't wear a mask, you're a Republican. And so, that's that. And, I chose not to. That's my choice. But I go to the store. I see people wearing the bandanas wrapped around their face. I see people wearing them around their chin. I see them wearing them below their nose. You know, I saw one woman. She had to look like a, you know, these welders, visors you used to see with a big plastic thing around your face. Except there was a woman in the store wearing one of those. Mm-hmm. It was just a piece of plexiglass wrapped around her head, you know, opened up 2 inches around her face. I mean, what was that?
Precaution.
I've seen the dog cone looking ones.
Yeah, I've seen the dog cone the other day. It's like, what are you doing here?
I think it'd be better if you wore a Darth Vader mask. You know, I mean, that would probably do more.
Actually, it would.
But it's just the only way that mask is going to help is you've got one of those the ones that they wear in the hospitals, and you wear it, and then you get a new one every time you go somewhere. But if you're just in there wearing one of these masks that painters use, or the guy's putting up sheetrock, that's not doing any good. And people say, well, it's better than nothing. No, it's not doing any good, so it's not better than nothing.
Yep.
It's going to be the same effect whether you're wearing it or not. But that's here. That's neither here nor there. That's not the big the deal is that this whole thing is just politicized now, and like I said, I get more information watching Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke. That's more reality to me than what's going on right now.
And it's better for your health too.
Much better.
Yeah, there's too many crazies out there right now.
Yeah, I've told my dad many times, Jim, turn off Fox News at night. You fall asleep every night. You're getting the reruns. You know, as it gets into the wee hours, it is going to rot your brain, Dad.
Now, if you want to watch something right before you go to bed, turn over to the what channel is that? The that if one of those oldies TV stations there that
and like at 10 TV o'clock or TV Land or these sorts of things.
No, it's not TV Land. It's that other one on WCOV number 2. There shows all the old shows. Turn over there at 10 o'clock every night and watch Johnny Carson, and you'll say, boy, those were the good old days when you could get up and talk about stuff and it was funny, and you weren't labeled anything. So
that's right.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, y'all have a good one, and it's going to get better, Joey. Hang in there.
Oh, we'll keep our head up and have hope. Thanks, Jim. Have a good one. 272-9228, folks, is part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka. He's on Tallahassee Highway. And call him today at 514-7600 if you have any musculoskeletal, any aches and pains, essentially. Maybe you have a literal pain in the neck.
I have one of those.
Yeah. Maybe you have your sciatica's acting up. Or you've got, you know, something, there's one thing called piriformis syndrome.
What's
where it's a muscle in your hip kind of area, but it's not right on the top of your hip. It's underneath other muscles, and it can get inflamed, and it can cause all sorts of issues. Anybody has bulging disc problems, any weird, you know, catches or clicks in your shoulder, whatever the aches and pains are, Dr. Tom Pershing can fix those without having to go, well, especially back problems, don't go under the knife. Look for an alternative first. So you could do spinal decompression, deep tissue laser therapy, motion traction, infrared therapy, ultrasound therapies. He really does it all. And when you call him at 514-7600, that first visit, he'll get your history, what's bothering you, and then set up a schedule of treatments to fix whatever is ailing you. Again, that's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor. Give him a call at 514-7600, 514-7600. And be sure to tell him that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back. Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
You wearing your masks?
Not right this minute.
Not right this minute? Why?
No.
I mean, Bugsy doesn't appreciate that.
He's in the other room. He's social distancing.
Okay, then we're fine. Then we're fine. We're going to get into more of this, what's going on with Facebook and sponsors leaving, as well as this story that came out of the weekend about Russian bounties on American soldiers in Afghanistan.
And we got the Mississippi flag, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. More News and Views when we come back.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump has an important message for Alabama. He has endorsed Tommy Tuberville for United States Senate and wants you to vote for Coach Tuberville on July 14th. Here is Tommy Tuberville.
I'm very proud to be endorsed by President Trump. I'm running to help him drain the swamp and build the wall, and no amnesty ever.
President Trump said Tommy Tuberville is a real leader and a winner. Trump knows Tuberville is strong on the border and that he loves our military and vets. As our senator, Coach Tuberville will donate his paycheck to charities that help Alabama veterans. And like President Trump, Tuberville is an outsider who will drain the swamp.
I'm not a career politician. I'm really a politician's worst nightmare. I'm not looking for a career. I'm looking to help save this country with Donald J. Trump.
Coach Tuberville, the conservative endorsed by President Trump.
I'm Tommy Tuberville, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tuberville for Senate, Inc.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Go by and see Troop Booth there at Heirloom Jewelers. He's the proprietor and expert when it comes to fine antique and estate jewelry. They really don't make jewelry like they used to, folks. And some of these antique pieces, they look, you know, fragile, but they're actually quite durable, being handmade and crafted. And if you want to stop by Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth is working by appointment only. So whether you're looking to buy fine antique jewelry items or you're looking to sell your jewelry to Troop Booth, you need to call them at 260-0066. Set up a time to stop by the location there at 6948 Vaughan Road. And if you're looking to sell jewelry, the way it works, you call Troop up, at, again, 260-0066, and say, hey, I've got this bracelet, or I've got this old watch, or I've got these earrings. We never wear them. And Troop will say, bring it on by. And when you bring the jewelry in, he'll appraise it, give you a value. And if you agree on that value, you get paid right then and there, turning that old jewelry into cash. But again, he has incredible selection there at the showroom. You can either buy appointment, stop by, or check out online what they have in stock at Heirloom Jewelers at heirloomjewelersal.com. Again, that's heirloomjewelersal.com. Thank you to Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack, did you see this story about the bounties on Americans?
Yeah, Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
Is trying to get to the bottom of it. I don't think anybody knew about it. I don't think the president was briefed on it.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Well, the president, I mean, as well as we know him, if he knew anything about that, I think he would have been screaming and raising Cain. He wouldn't be compliant with it at all or complacent with it at all.
But again, let's think about where this is coming from. This is another anonymous source and leak, probably from the National Security Council or intelligence, to the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, the same sort of cabal of folks that did all the Russia, election interference and Russian collusion nonsense, whatever you want to call it, Russiagate.
But why do we continue to listen to them? That's what drives me crazy.
Right. Right, and so they're trying to hit Trump again, and this is, again, everything from now on, folks. Look, we're at the end of June. From now on, everything is about 2020 general election.
Yeah,
all of it is about the election. And so they're going to continue to hit him on, he's in bed with Putin. Why hasn't he struck back against Putin? It's like, what? Really? You know, maybe some things actually have been done behind the scenes that we can't talk about. Quite possible.
Somebody made the comment to me this morning when we were discussing it that Obama was Putin's biggest nightmare. And I laughed for 20 minutes about that because I don't remember anything.
No.
I don't remember anything. In fact, I remember a comment that Putin made when Obama got elected. And it was an incredibly racist comment.
Mm.
And I thought at that point, Obama should have kind of put his foot in his butt, and he didn't.
Right.
And I kind of think that set the tone for the Obama-Putin relationship.
Well, Obama, just like W and just like Clinton, they tried to do the Russian reset. You remember Hillary Clinton going over there with the button that actually had the wrong translation. They presented it to, like, Sergey Lavrov, the foreign minister, and she's like, here. And he's like, you got the translation wrong. It's like, that's not reset in Russian. It's like, come on. Like, yeah, the very uber-competent Hillary Clinton and her staff. And from there, the Russians essentially took all sorts of opportunities to advance their interests.
And they did.
Well, and then the United States, I think, to say that the Ukrainian government was overthrown, and it was all just organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just the people in Ukraine did that. No.
Not hardly.
There were definitely Europeans and Americans on the ground there helping that along. Now, I think there were people in Ukraine who obviously wanted to overthrow that government, but the Russians, seeing that they're pro-Russian government in Ukraine has been overthrown, what is Putin thinking of? He goes, oh, crap, we got 40,000 Russian troops in Sevastopol right there in Crimea. I'm not going to let that go away. It's a warm water port. And if you remember, the little green men come in, and they actually sink like a freighter or something like that right in the bay so you couldn't get ships in or out. And they essentially annex Crimea without firing a shot and then start this war in the eastern part of Ukraine in the Donbass. And that all happened in 2014. And I believe, who was president then? It was the...
Obama!
It was Barack Obama, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and who was president when all of the election interference went on? All of the bots and the hacking, all that stuff?
Obama!
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So it's amazing how we rewrite history so quickly. But these Russian bounties, now Pelosi's demanding a briefing from the Trump administration. Jeez. It is ironic, though, how the shoe's on the other foot. One of my favorite movies, it's a quick movie, it's a great one, Charlie Wilson's War.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells about how they started arming the Mujahideen against the Soviets. Fantastic movie. One of Aaron Sorkin's fun ones. I can't believe Philip Seymour Hoffman, right? He's dead now, but he's fantastic as the CIA agent in that movie. And essentially, it seems like the Russians are doing that to the Americans now. They're, you know, they're putting in money and resources to help the Taliban fight us.
Mm-hmm.
And how we have fallen for this trick, don't we know our own history?
It's out of our playbook. That's what drives me crazy.
Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires for a reason.
Exactly.
So we'll see if we can, you know, extricate, get ourselves out of that terrible situation. But I got a feeling Afghanistan's going to be a basket case for a while.
Well, on top of that, Afghanistan, besides some of the new metals that we need for making batteries and things like that, Afghanistan's just a dust bowl.
Right.
I mean, they're growing some poppies, and they've got some, they do have some minerals that we need for some of the new batteries and things. But all that could be, I would think, as poor as that country is, with a couple dollars, we could be taking care of that country just like we do other ones, where we get what we need out of it,
mm-hmm.
pay their flawed government to shut up for a while.
Right.
And we just don't have that control over there.
Yeah, it's a complete mess, and the ceasefire didn't really hold very well, but I think we're going to continue to remove forces from the area. It's what the president was elected on.
Right, I was going to say, that's what we elected him to do. Let's let him do his job.
Right, so we'll see where that goes. It's either race issues, policing issues, COVID-19, or still Russia, Russia, Russia. I wonder, though, how long they'll continue with this Russia game when the Durham report comes out.
Well, maybe that's why they're pushing it harder again.
We got
the Durham report coming out, which, again, I can't believe that we're falling for it. I can't believe that it's not something that we're laughing at because it came out of the onion.
Right.
More Russia. Come on.
So we'll see where this goes. And there are aspects of foreign policy, especially if you know the Russians are doing this covert paying bounties to kill American soldiers, the response to something like that should probably also be covert.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And to essentially wave dirty laundry in the national press and say, you must respond to this. I've been saying it for years. Stop doing foreign policy by media freakout.
Yeah.
It got us into the Iraq War. It has made all sorts of mistakes. The Libyan War, so many things. We've done it because the media whoops something up.
Yep.
Very, very frustrating.
Rumor and innuendo.
I didn't like it when Trump first said they were the enemy of the people, the press. And now I'm kind of like, you know what? He hit the nail right on the head.
But, Joey, you're part of the enemy of the people, are you not?
Yeah, I am. 272-9228. Let's go to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear.
Good morning. Well, I actually was just calling to talk about Truth Booth and what a great job he did on my earrings.
Yeah,
bring it on.
Well, he and I chatted while the COVID thing was going on, so I had to wait until it was all over before I could send my earrings to him. And what I bought was, I've been collecting antiques for a long time, so I know something old, especially old-looking, when I see it. And I sent him this pair of earrings that look to be at least 100 years old. A beautiful, beautiful little pair of earrings, but I couldn't wear them because of the way they were made. So we talked about taking the rim of them off and then redoing them. And I got them back, and they are absolutely stunningly gorgeous. Ladies, if you like old jewelry, if you like something that may be new but looks old, I've been to jewelers almost all over the United States and parts of Europe, and I can tell you right now, he does as good a work or better than anyone I have ever seen. These are absolutely stunningly beautiful, and I am so thrilled with them. Now to turn to Russia issue.
Mm-hmm.
Did the United States get into problems there in Pakistan and Afghanistan because Russia could no longer deal with it?
Yep, right. They rolled out, we rolled in.
Why did Russia jump back into that quagmire?
Well, they're not having to. They're paying people
right
to do their dirty work.
Even paying somebody is getting back into it.
Well, we've done the same thing in a couple of different environments as well.
Well, and the idea is for us to stay there. They want the United States right to stay there and keep fighting.
Because why, Joey?
Because it will waste money, resources, and it distracts us.
Yes.
And it does, and you're right on that. But the issue is, sooner or later, the United States will get tired of it. They will let them to their own justified ends, and they will walk away. Russia will not go back into there. It's stupid.
Right.
It is absolutely insane. And people who think that if they want to continue to believe the media, then there are more stupid people out there than I really think they are. And I think there's a whole lot of stupid people out there.
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. Don't underestimate the nincompoopery. And, you know, sometimes you look in the mirror, like this morning, I'm like, I've seen the boob, and he is me. Like, I'm, like, you know. Right.
For whom the boob tolls.
Anyway. Well, I appreciate the call, T-Spear.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
You ever wake up in the morning and feel that way, Jack?
Every day.
No wonder we get along.
I am the boob.
272-9228. Folks, this hour of news and views, again, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You owe it to yourself if you're a current homeowner and you haven't refinanced that mortgage anytime soon. Well, pick up your mortgage statement. Call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. And see how much money you could be saving with Alabama Home Mortgage and a refinance deal. She recently saved one gentleman, $6,000 a year? And that's only for this first year.
That's nice.
Gets to skip a payment, maybe two payments when you refinance. It's just an incredible deal. They're a wholesale lender there at Alabama Home Mortgage, which means wholesale pricing. So, again, call them today, 567-4223, whether to refinance that mortgage, or if you're renting and you've been dreaming of buying your very own home, pick up that phone, and Kim Williams will walk you through the whole home buying process. All starts, Eddie knows this well, all my real estate friends know it, starts with a pre-approval.
That's right.
You need that pre-approval. It'll help you understand what you can afford. It'll allow folks to take you seriously when you're negotiating. And there are too many stories out there. People find their dream home, but they didn't get pre-approved. And the amount of time it takes to get that done, the home's already gone to somebody else.
And this is what's happening here lately is where realtors, I've had a couple of realtors tell me they won't take somebody out looking at houses unless they're pre-approved.
Right. It's, don't waste your time. Don't waste other people's time. Get that pre-approval at Alabama Home Mortgage. Again, their number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender. You got to run, Jack, or are you going to be sticking on here?
I got to get off for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
But call back.
You.
Yeah, just text me.
Oh, well.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River, but this week I can't invite you down because it's July 4th weekend. You know, we shut down every year for a week and give all our employees time to get out and vacation with their family before school gets going again. So we'll be shut down this week, but I sure want to tell y'all how much we appreciate your support. You showed us after we've gotten open back up. It's been very nice to have all you come out and show some love. We appreciate that. I want to share some words with you this time. The way things are going, this is an old Willie Dixon blues song that he wrote a long time ago, but I'd like to share with the July 4th Independence Weekend. It just kind of feels like something I share with you. It says, "You make great planes to span the skies. You gave sight to a blind man with other men's eyes. You even made submarines can stay submerged for weeks. It don't make sense. You can't make peace." Y'all have a happy 4th of July and spread some love and spread some peace.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another summertime scorcher today. High temperature up to about 93, heat index 100 or higher. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty random afternoon and evening storms for a few lucky towns. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, looks like a better chance of rain tomorrow. More storms to go around. Then the rain chances get a lot higher Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. Intern the Tim, man in the phones. 272-9228 if you want to call those phones. And that's exactly what John did. John, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I've got a question. Mm-hmm. I was reading in my one of my news feeds. I didn't read the entire article, but it was from some publication insinuating that that if things kept going south for President Trump as far as poll numbers and piling on and making dumb mistakes, like you said, with a white power tweet before it was deleted.
Right.
That he was considering withdrawing because he couldn't win. And all this is speculative and just out there. But has that ever happened? And how would that work if it did happen? Would that mean he would resign and let Mike Pence become the president, and then Pence could pick whoever he wanted?
I think that's how it would work, most likely. Or the Republicans at the convention would have to nominate somebody completely anew. I don't think that's going to happen.
Has that ever happened?
Not in modern history. I don't believe so. It may be back around the late 1800s, I'd have to look, and that's when it was the selection and the conventions were a little different. But no, not in modern political history. I guess you have Nixon resigning, and that's the last time a president has really stepped down.
Okay. Like I said, I don't expect that to happen either. I was just curious, and like I said, I didn't read the entire article. I just saw it on the news feed, but I was just curious about that.
If it was to happen, Pence would be very weak, just like Ford was weak.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't think it's going to happen. We agree there, and really, don't let the general polls, the national polling, get you down. If you look at battleground states like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio, I think, they're putting Texas and Georgia on the bubble, and yep. I think that's silly. I think Trump's got those in the bag. But I'm looking more right there at the so-called Rust Belt. That's where all the action's going to be. Michigan, Wisconsin, we'll see. And right now, even Fox is doing what? Registered voter polls?
Yeah.
You need to be looking at likely voter polls, looking at enthusiasm, and we'll start to see this as it gets closer.
Yeah, half the people on the registered voters list are deceased now. So.
Right. and did you see, this was kind of a mess up by the Trump administration, but it made me laugh because it's just classic government. You know, they handed out all those checks, like the $1,200 mm-hmm. checks. Might be another one coming.
I think
they gave it to, like, all these dead people.
Dead people? Yeah. I didn't get one.
Apparently,
I didn't get one for being alive or dead.
Apparently, there was guys in prison that were also getting
yeah.
it.
Yeah, well, I think they just took all these old taxes and threw money at people.
But if you're, that's another thing that cracks me up. If you're in prison and you got nothing else to do all day, these guys keep coming up with great ways to scam the system while they're sitting in prison.
Right.
I got an idea. Yeah, why don't we give them some real world problems to try to figure out? They got lots of time.
Yeah, they were, apparently there was a, apparently that check went out to everybody, every citizen, I guess.
Right.
And so technically, I guess if you were a enterprising person, you could probably round up all the homeless folks and get a percentage of their check and be well off. So.
Yeah, seeing that as an example, mass mail-in voting, you'll be fine. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Be great.
If you got one of those checks, you get to vote.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all's time. Y'all have a good day.
Take care. Yeah, it's when we get into the polling, I think it's still way too early.
I think the polling's so far off. You know, it's like Trump is so behind in the polls, it looks like the night before the election last time.
And right now we're focused on, and this whole show we've really focused on, what is the media and Biden going to hit Trump with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason for the 1619 Project was to recast American history.
Yep.
And it wasn't just, to create more understanding of the history of oppression and slavery. There are some essays within the 1619 Project that are fine, that are interesting and I think worthwhile. The history is fascinating, but there are some where it just does not fly at all. The whole reason for that was election year. Let's hit, you know, it was also the 400-year anniversary, you know, as of 2019. But they are going to hit Trump with the race issues, you know, white supremacy, so to speak. That's why you can't tweet videos that have people yelling white power. Come on, Mr. President.
Oh, man.
Yeah, think it through. They're going to also hit him with the Rona. They're going to hit him with Russia as long as they can. So what is Trump going to hit Biden and the press with? Well, you're going to get the classic, what? Fake news.
Dude, just give him a math problem. It'll keep Biden busy for a couple of hours.
He's going to do in runs around Biden and say, Biden's not even there. Biden's a puppet for the radical left. And so he's going to run against the media, against the radical left, and cast Joe Biden as this guy who doesn't even know what's going on. I think the president will run against China. What else do you think he'll throw out there?
What do you think Biden's going to announce his running mate? And how's that going to affect everything?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, some folks, I was seeing articles today, think it's between Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren.
It'll be Kamala Harris.
It'll be Kamala Harris all day long.
Simply because of the color of her skin.
Yeah.
He's already said that.
And, well, they did announce that Elizabeth Warren, no matter where she ends up, she'll be in a Biden administration she'll be running economic policy. God help us.
Well.
Oh.
I bet the Indians are happy about that. They'll have somebody on their side. I mean, how can the world take this lady seriously? That's like if I come out and tell you I used to be Mr. Universe, Joey, just a short time ago.
Yeah.
I was
up there with like Tony Atlas.
We used to hang. Yeah, him and I. Yeah, we were tight. You know, I bit him out in the competition.
You used to get inside and attack the muscle. Always searching for the pump, Eddie.
Well, I'm the one who inspired Schwarzenegger. You know,
let yourself go. Though.
Well, I know. Well, it's been a rough couple years, Joey.
Yeah, and it's like, how can people? There's a reason Elizabeth Warren failed in her campaign,
because
she tried to go to the progressive lane. She started to put meat on the bones of Bernie's plans,
mm-hmm.
and when she did that, everybody went, "Ah, that's expensive."
Yeah,
it's really expensive.
But not only that, what she, and I hope somebody calls her out for it, the money that she was given because she was supposedly an Indian to go to college, she hasn't talked about repaying any of that or even doing any kind of atonement of any sort for that.
But do you think that's going to be an effective strategy? We'll have to bring it up with Jack when he comes back.
Man, I would not let that go for nothing.
Well, attack Elizabeth Warren, attack AOC, attack a lot of the radicals, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the angle Trump's going with, that if you want more of these statues being torn down, you want more of this craziness going on, if you want socialism, vote for Joe Biden is going to be the pitch.
And again, with Elizabeth Warren, if we're doing this cancel culture, she's done.
Right.
I mean, you can't cancel out a Republican when you've got this just bold-faced liar lying every day.
Yeah. It's going to be a crazy fight. I think on policy, the one area that the Republicans and the president really need to get their stuff together is health care. I think in the context of this pandemic, Biden is going to hammer the Obamacare question. And if the Republicans are not ready for that and can't get anything done,
yeah,
this is, I think, going to be an issue. But it really does come down to, will the left go too far? They're going to try to make this a referendum on Trump. But if they go too far, I think there are, again, as I said earlier, a lot of folks who aren't answering polling questions. They're not going to talk about it with their friends. And, you know, they don't want to be shamed or whatnot. But when it comes time to vote, they're going to go for law and order and a sense of normalcy, so to speak. And who would have thunk that Trump would be the normal candidate? No. Oh, good God. I think if Biden's smart, he selects a VP that has stars on their shoulder. A former general.
Right, but does he have one out there available that's a black female?
See, and I think he backtracked on, he said it's going to be a woman. For a second, he said it'll be a black woman or a woman of color.
Okay.
I think he backtracked on the racial thing, but we'll see. With everything going on, and again, it's these symbolic things. Like, how does it help black America to have Woodrow Wilson's name removed?
It doesn't.
Or statues teared down, or a black woman as vice president. It's all this symbolic stuff. And, you know, I get it. Like, if you run a school, or you can change the name, that's fine. But how does the Dixie Chicks being called the Chicks, or Lady Antebellum now being called Lady A? By the way, what does the A stand for, you damn dirty racist?
Antebellum.
Well, yeah. What are they going to be called in a couple years? That band that used to be, that's what they're going to be called.
There was a rumor when Dixie was going to change their name, but it was just a rumor.
Now, what about that movie, the little dog named Dixie? I can't think of that.
They're just going to pull it off like they did with Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah, and Gone with the Wind removed off HBO Max, then put back on.
Put back on with a disclaimer.
With a lecture?
And all that did was make people go, hey, I hadn't seen Gone with the Wind in a while. Right?
We actually watched it, yeah, when it came back.
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
No, it's just the over-the-top morality play of looking back at American history and judging everything from 2020 standards, with those standards not even being that nuanced or deep. It's insane. And to see all, I get why corporations do it. They're always looking for the bottom line and don't want to get hit. But, I mean, come on. Oh, thank God that Gushers put out a statement.
Well, I just...
Next time I bite into a Gusher and it squirts in my mouth and gushes everywhere, I'll say, man, that tastes even better because they said Black Lives Matter.
Well, I just got a text that the reason that he hadn't picked out his VP yet is Hillary. He's going to be the president.
So. Well, then he's definitely going to die in office.
She hadn't told him who to pick yet.
More news and views when we come back. David, hold your position, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Refer your friends to Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air and share $100. But hurry, offer ends June 30th. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's
License number 1.
5033.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this is the second hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Intern the Tim Mann in the phones.
Morning, guys.
Let's go to those phones and talk to David. Hey, David.
Yeah, I heard Winn-Dixie's going to rename itself the Damn Yankee.
Good rock band, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, with Trump, I mean, it's going to be just like 2016. Trump is going to run not just against the Democrats, but against the rhinos and the never-Trumpers and everything else.
And the media. Mm-hmm. Definitely the media.
So it's just going to be a repeat. You know, he's going to be running against the system.
Do you have a microphone on and bugged in the studio? We were literally just talking off air. Like, and when 2016 came around, it was Trump and Hillary. And I think there are a lot of Americans going, really? This is the best we got? And I think the same thing this time around. There are a lot of Democrats who are looking at Biden going, really? This is the best we've got? It's a shame. Maybe there's something, you know, I know there's something corrupt about the two-party system. And anybody who could be really competent, why would they run? Running for president essentially ruins your life.
That's why I thought Donald Trump was just kind of not going to run again. I thought it was just a rube,
right?
You know, and
and there's been talk among some of the, you know, quote-unquote operatives that he's been talking about, that he's getting frustrated because of the lack of support from the Republicans, that, you know, that if he doesn't get, you know, their full support behind him, that he's not going to run, that he's going to drop out. Hmm. So
I don't think that's going to happen, but
I don't think so either.
I can't see his ego letting that happen.
But no,
I do agree the party is not behind him at all.
Right.
No.
More than they were, but yeah, they don't develop a spine quick enough. We're going to have a lot of issues. Well, not to mention the Senate's up for grabs.
Right.
The House for the Republicans to get it back is quite an uphill battle. This does not feel good right now.
Well, you know, it's funny. If she was on the other foot, if it was a Democrat running or a Democrat in the White House right now and he wanted to get reelected, he could just throw out, he or she could throw out another stimulus check, and it would almost guarantee his election.
Sure.
Trump does.